It's March 16, the day when the vital support service Lifeline was established.
Lifeline began as a work of Wesley Mission in 1963, when our superintendent, the Reverend Alan Walker, saw a change in popular culture.
In 1972, John Lennon and Yoko Ono went head-to-head with the US government after receiving deportation orders following the discovery of a drug possession charge for Lennon in the late 60s.
Well, because I'm not eligible, rather than split a family, although there's nothing against Yoko Ono, you'd both better get out. We're saying, but if you don't want to split a family, let us stay here.
And cricket great Sachin Tendulkar became the first player to score 100 international centuries on this day in 2012.
It's history in the making. Works it away, and that is it. Outstanding achievement, and richly deserved for someone who's been so special in this world of cricket.
Birthdays, Eric Estrada turns 71. The chip star has become a TV icon.
Well, I did hope to pull these kids out of the gutter. Now I know I gotta clean the gutter first.
Nancy Wilson, one half of the sister combination in the rock group Heart, is 66. They had a number of hits in the 70s and 80s before going to number one with this in 1990. Rugby league legend Brett Kenny is 59. What a record. 17 tests, 17 origins, and 4 premierships with Parramatta. An actress, Lauren Graham, turns 53, was in the movies The Pacifier and Evan Almighty, but best known for playing the mum in the series The Gilmore Girls.
Well, you've spent a lot of time across the pond. You might get confused and forget which side of the road to drive on.
Finally, comedy genius Jerry Lewis was also born on this day. He teamed up with Dean Martin to become the biggest box office stars of the 50s before making classics like The Nutty Professor on his own. He died aged 91 in 2017.
No, I went to post-grad, naturally. That was 2 years prior. No, there was a botany exposure that I had in one particular school. I had decided pre-med, botany, whatever. I would much prefer the sciences, in other words.
Remembering Jerry Lewis on March 16.